everyone. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This month is really a great time to reflect on all of the incredible blessings and growth opportunities we've received over the past year, and most importantly, to remember who gave them to us, our loving Heavenly Father. Have you taken an opportunity to pause and reflect on all of the good that has happened to you? Have you done as the hymn suggests and counted your blessings? It's very easy to get caught up in the stressful holiday season with obligations and family outings and parties and other responsibilities, but worries seem to really diminish when we think about how truly blessed we really are in both small and grand ways. Over the years, prophets and apostles of the LDS Church have encouraged people to show gratitude in God. We want to share a few of their wise teachings with you here today to help you get in the spirit of the season. President Monson said, "Sincerely giving thanks not only helps us recognize our blessings, but it also unlocks the doors to heaven and helps us feel God's love." President James E. Faust said, "A grateful heart is a beginning of greatness." And in the scriptures, it says in Doctrine and Covenants 78, verse 19, "He who receiveth all things with thankfulness shall be made glorious." And President Eyring gave a wonderful talk in the October 2007 General Conference, where he taught an important practice on how to express more gratitude.
When our children were very small, I started to write down a few things about what happened every day. Let me tell you how that got started. I came home late from a church assignment. It was after dark. My father-in-law, who lived near us, surprised me as I walked toward the door, the front door of my house. He was carrying a load of pipes over his shoulder, walking very fast, and dressed in his work clothes. I knew that he had been building a system to pump water from a stream below us up to our property. He smiled, spoke softly, and then rushed past me into the darkness to go on with his work. I took a few steps towards the house, thinking of what he was doing for us. And just as I got to the door, I heard in my mind, not in my own voice, these words: "I'm not giving you these experiences for yourself. Write them down." I went inside. I didn't go to bed. Although I was tired, I took out some paper and began to write. And as I did, I understood the message I had heard in my mind. I was supposed to record for my children to read someday in the future how I had seen the hand of God blessing our family. Grandpa didn't have to do what he was doing for us. He could have had someone else do it or not done it at all. But he was serving us, his family, in the way covenant disciples of Jesus Christ always do. I knew that was true, and so I wrote it down so that my children could have the memory someday when they would need it. I wrote down a few lines every day for years. I never missed a day, no matter how tired I was or how early I would have to start the next day. Before I would write, I would ponder this question: have I seen the hand of God reaching out to touch us or our children or our family today? As I kept at it, something began to happen. As I would cast my mind over the day, I would see evidence of what God had done for one of us that I had not recognized in the busy moments of the day. As that happened, and it happened often, I realized that trying to remember had allowed God to show me what he had done. More than gratitude began to grow in my heart. Testimony grew. I became ever more certain that our Heavenly Father hears and answers prayers. I felt more gratitude for the softening and refining that come because of the atonement of the Savior, Jesus Christ. And I grew more confident that the Holy Ghost can bring all things to our remembrance, even things we did not notice or pay attention to when they happened.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you would like to see more content on Thanksgiving and gratitude, visit MormonChannel.org this month and happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Mormon Channel. I'm Jennifer Stack. Thank you so much again for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.